Things as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, economy regains stability. Witch doctor defiles from one pew-pew. In international news, at least 36 people killed during Iran protests. In sports news, experience flaking in Zambia AFCON squad. My name is Beatrice Mwila. In local news, Finance and National Planning Minister Tumbeko Msokotwane says Zambia's economy has recorded improvements, particularly in exchange rate performance and inflation stability. Dr. Msokotwane says after periods of volatility in previous years, the economy has largely regained stability, bringing relief to businesses, consumers and investors. He says the government remains focused on managing the exchange rate in a way that balances the needs of importers who depend on foreign currency and exporters who earn in dollars, noting that both are vital to sustained economic growth. Dr. Msokotwane said this during a media briefing in Lusaka. Meanwhile, Bank of Zambia Governor Dani Kalyalia says all domestic transactions in Zambia will continue to be conducted in the local currency, the kwacha. Dr. Kalyalia said this position remains unchanged and is central to the country's monetary policy, explaining that the use of foreign currencies for local trade weaknesses monetary policy effectiveness and increases pressure on foreign exchange demand. He says foreign currency should only be used for external transactions such as imports and not for buying and selling goods and services within the country. The government has appointed and inaugurated 11 new members to the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA Board, which will be chaired by Richard Chizuyoka. Transport and Logistics Minister Frank Tayali has urged the newly appointed board to support the agency's operation while maintaining independence to ensure efficient service delivery to the public. Tayali says a clear separation must be maintained between the responsibilities of the board and those of management, as this will strengthen accountability within the institution. He noted that RATSA has recorded no adverse audit queries, describing this as a record that should be safeguarded. Meanwhile, Chizuyoka has pledged that the board will carry out its mandate with humility and a strong sense of responsibility. He also committed the board to a zero-tolerance approach to corruption, stating that integrity will guide all its operation. A 25-year-old man has died in Petauke, Eastern Province, following a road traffic accident involving an ox cart and a Volvo truck. The accident occurred yesterday at around 6 hours when the ox cart on which the deceased was traveling veered onto the Great East Road. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba confirmed the incident and said the two oxen that were pulling the ox cart also died. Mwemba identified the deceased as Richard Zimba of Kalundu village in Chief Mumbi's area. Still in local news, Sino Metals has acknowledged that consultants' investigation report into last year's acid pollution incident accurately reflects what occurred. The company has assured stakeholders that it will implement the recommendations contained in the report and comply with all issued directives. Deputy Chief Executive Officer Sydney Chilea says the report, compiled by appointed consultant following the collapse of a tailing dam at the mine, provides a factual account of events on the ground. Chilea says that all factual actions by Sino Metals will be guided by the findings of the report. Meanwhile, various stakeholders have welcomed the Sino Metals report, describing it as comprehensive. Green Initiative Zambia Chief Executive Officer Jonas Kunda says the report offers reassurance as it clearly identifies the areas most affected by the incident. Zambia Institute of Environmental Management representative Evans Sokolo also said the organization appreciates the depth of the research, particularly on issues men believed would not be disclosed. Stakeholders have commended the government for establishing the Mining Appeals Tribunal, describing the move as a major step towards improving governance and transparency in the mining industry. Mining expert Sixtus Mulenga says the initiative demonstrates the government's commitment to good governance and is expected to streamline the handling of mining-related appeals. In an interview, Dr. Mulenga said the development has positioned Zambia as a leader in the resolution of mining disputes on the international stage. Meanwhile, governance expert Choma Mwachokoka said the tribunal will play an important role in advancing the mining sector by ensuring disputes are resolved efficiently and within reasonable time frames. Finally, in local news, a 14-year-old Form 1 pupil has been repeatedly defiled in Namwala District, Southern Province, by a traditional healer. This is believed to have happened on December 25, 2025 at about 23 hours and again on December 27, 2025 at 23 hours in Kalueza area of Namwala. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mono Namalungo has identified the suspect as Amos Munyati of Mukuni area in Kazungula. Namalungo says this happened when Munyati was visiting his relatives in the Kaluza area. He stated that the first time the girl was defiled, the mother, who is a businesswoman, had traveled to Lusaka for business. Namalungo adds that on the second occasion, the girl's mother was tipped off and she later found the suspect in the act in his sleeping quarters. Investigations have been instituted, though no arrests have been made. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Area, get himself a nice fresh bottle of money. It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst.
Yep.
Quality comes first right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed, feel free. Don't ask for water, ask for Manzi.
Summer is all about balance, right? Whether you are